Alleluia! Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated now as we listen to the word proclaimed.
A reading from the book of Acts. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord. A reading from 1 Corinthians. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then it is coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all of his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to Luke. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women came to the tomb taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners to be crucified and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Take a look at that Gospel that's printed in your bulletin that we just read, and notice the first word in that Gospel proclamation, but. Now, we don't usually start out a paragraph or a sentence with that word. It's just a little word that has a lot of meaning, especially when you hear it connected, oh, maybe like your girlfriend or your boyfriend says to you, "I love you, but you know something important is going to be said after that." You pay attention. It's just one little word, but you know there's more to the story. There's more to come. I counted in this passage, this little paragraph that Luke tells the Easter story. Six times he uses that word, but a powerful word. A word that grabs us by the shirt collar and holds us up, catches us short, makes us pay attention. What else is next? But what? Theologians and commentators have written a lot about the meaning of the resurrection. And I think that little word, but, tells it all. That little word says, God isn't through yet. God hasn't spoken the last word. Not then, not now, not yet, but there's more to come. When we face the empty tombs in our lives, the the losses and disappointments, the heartbreaks and failures, the prolonged illnesses and tragic deaths, loneliness and despair. The truth is, God isn't finished yet. That means something. That holds meaning for each of us. Those tombs, those Friday lives that we live, Jesus shares with us. But, there's that word again, Jesus also shares Sunday, the resurrection, new life, new hope. The resurrection of Jesus isn't the end of a story. Instead, it's the beginning, the dawning of a new day. No matter what your life looks like now, no matter what kind of suffering or strife may be before us or in our midst, no matter what the powers to be or the cynics of this world might say, this Easter morning says to us, but that's not all there is. No matter what's going on in your life, God says, but there's more. This is not the end of the story. Our lives are lived in an age of hope, even in the midst of suffering. The women at the tomb in today's Bible story are faithful disciples who set out to serve, but they learn a lesson, something even more important. Their lesson begins with remembering. This amazing moment actually begins to make sense to them when they started to remember. When they remember all that Jesus did and taught, and they connected it with what he said and did, with what they see before them, with their own experience, when their remembering makes it make sense. What does it mean to remember? Part of the past becomes part of the present. Words or events that happened in the past become part of our life right now. With the reminder from these two men dressed in dazzling clothes to remember the words of Jesus, those words became part of the women's present lives. They remembered Jesus' words. They remembered Jesus more than just words. We hear this word remember earlier in our Holy Week story. We heard this word, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. That's what the criminal, the thief on the cross, said to Jesus, who was hanging on the next cross. Do you think that thief was saying to Jesus, just think about me? Probably not. And Jesus answered in a way that was more than just a mental activity. He says, you will be with me in paradise, not just thinking about you from my heavenly throne, but you will be with me. Remembering the criminal meant making him present in Jesus' kingdom. A similar word was used at the Last Supper. And in our own retelling, when we gather as Christians around the table for Holy Communion, we hear Jesus tell the disciples, do this in memory of me. Do this in remembrance. This remembering is more than just thinking about. This remembering is a representing so that we, in the present, are also participants. In the breaking of the bread, we are present with Jesus, and he is present with us. The women were asked by the angels, why are you looking for the living one among the dead? Why are you looking for Jesus? Where should we look for Jesus? Where should we look for the living one? And the answer was in remembering. Remember, Jesus is with us here, now, in the Word, and in the meal. We seek this living one by remembering his words and by doing this in remembrance of him. But our Easter text and our Easter lives do not end with remembering or even with the experiences of representing the risen Lord, but with telling others. The women, after being reminded and remembering, tell it to the apostles. Later on, Jesus, walking with the two men on the road to Emmaus, reminds them of his words and his teaching. They break bread together and they run back to Jerusalem to tell the others about it. In Jerusalem, Jesus appears after the resurrection to the disciples and he tells them all about Scripture, opens their minds to that, reminds them of his words and of his promises, and tells them of that good news that they are to be witnesses, to share that good news, to tell out that good news. Some might even ask the question of ourselves, can we say that we really believe if we don't tell that good news to other people? Easter isn't the end of the story. This is the beginning. Easter is the beginning of a new life, a new way to live, an age that has begun but is not yet finished. Yes, it's true. People still suffer. Still, people war. Still, our hearts are torn and our health worries us. Still, our loved ones die and our doubts trouble us. But Jesus is alive. Jesus is Lord. There's always that little word that God says to us. No matter what's going on in our life, no matter what has happened in our past, no matter what troubles we are in right now, but God says to us on this Easter day. And that little word carries us through every suffering, every loss, every Friday experience, knowing that hope will triumph and the God of life will have the last word. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Amen.